Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Would you like to see speeding, people who are caught dangerous driving, have to sit retraining courses to be allowed back on the road? This is one solution that's being considered by the Junior Transport Minister, James Lawless, in an effort to try and reduce the number of drivers who repeatedly offend out on the road. Brenda Bulger from the Bulger School of Motoring is with me on the line today from Kilkenny. Brenda, would something like this, a retraining course, would it work?
I would hope so. I would absolutely hope so. But it has to be rolled out correctly and it has to be run correctly. And I think if we even do it as a pilot and then maybe start rolling it out to younger drivers to bring down their insurance premiums, that's definitely one way to go, because what we need is something new, and we haven't had something new in quite some time. Whenever the numbers for road traffic collisions and fatalities are creeping up, we're back to maybe we should have more penalty points, maybe we should have more fines, maybe we should reduce the speed limits. These are all things that we have in place already that are not working. So at least if we now have something in terms of bad driver behaviour and they're undertaking re-education, during that re-education, we can find out, is it a behaviour or is it a knowledge gap? Because giving them greater penalty points is an inconvenience for their insurance. Giving them larger fines is an inconvenience. Mm. Reducing the speed limits is a good idea, but the Gardaí resources are absolutely drained. So we don't have the ability for enforcement and, you know, a Garda presence to give people the fear of being caught for their bad behaviour. So at least if they come on a training programme, absolutely, get them in there, get them re-educated, assess if it's behavioural, if it's a knowledge gap, because punishing somebody isn't filling a knowledge gap. Somebody could be driving dangerously because they just don't know that what they're doing is the wrong thing.
Or maybe they sat their test years ago, decades ago.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've all had conversations with people who go, oh, sure, if I was to sit my driving test today,
I'd fail it, yeah.
That's nothing to be proud of.
You think we need something new, Brenda, and stop absolutely looking always to the penalty, to the punishment?
Oh, all the time, because that's where we are when we come to our driving and a lot of things in society, is that we just increase the punishment rather than going, well, you know, maybe if we got kind of education in here, there wouldn't need to be a higher risk of punishment. And even with the likes of insurance companies, we were looking at insurance over the weekend for one of my children, and the quotes were between 7,500 and 3,500 for a first-time driver, which is insane prices. And where do we draw the line with this? And I know the 17 to 25-year-old young males are the target market, because those are kind of...
statistically, yeah.
Yeah, they support it. So how about the insurance company says to somebody, look, instead of 3,500, and I know they're not going to like this because it'll eat into their profits, how about instead of paying 3,500 on insurance, you will get a deduction of X amount of money if you take an extra 10 lessons, or you'll get a bigger deduction if you take an extra 20 lessons.
But they used to. I remember years ago when I was learning to drive or just had my licence, I think it was Aviva used to have a programme or an initiative you could do that if you sat, I think it might have been a weekend course, you got something like a 20% reduction on your insurance.
Yeah, and we need to start going back to that. We absolutely do, because it's win-win twofold. The insurance company will still have that customer. They'll still make decent profits. And the road is going to be safer for a lot more people driving around, because we're increasing people's experience.
Stay with me, Brenda. Leah is with us on the line as well in Dublin, because you're taking your driving test this Wednesday. Is that right, Leah?
I am. And finally, I'm sort of coming at this from the point of view of someone who's been on the waiting list for almost 3 years. and I'm finally going to be sitting it now soon. And I'm doing a lot of very specific driving where I'm trying to make sure that I'm in line with what's going to be expected of me in the test.
Sorry, you're sitting the test after 3 years because of the waiting list.
Because of the waiting list. So unfortunately, I'm in the number one highest waiting zone in all of Ireland, which is Dunleary, Dean's Grange area. So that was, you know, bad luck, but that's where I was sort of training. So I figured I might as well do the waiting. Mm. In the meantime, I lived in France and I lived in Ireland in that meantime. And I took driving lessons while in France as well. So I was able to sort of keep up with everything, even though it was on the other side of the road. But there was a lot of things that, like, I'm coming at this from the point of view of, I really believe that people need to be re-educated in a lot of ways, because as a learner, I'm observing people around me that are so dangerous, and I'm trying to follow the rules of the road. I'm going at 50 kilometres an hour and someone is racing by me at 70 and undertaking me just because I've got my L plates, and they just don't trust that I'm going to get to where I need to go. And it's very disconcerting, and you kind of have the feeling that everyone's forgotten back when they were a learner themselves. But the main sort of issue that I would have, and it's a worry as opposed to an admonishment on the proposed idea, is the time. Because the 3-year waiting list for the Dunleary area, but I'm not, you know, there's other parts of Dublin and all of Ireland that take months and months and months and months before they get any idea of if they're going to be on the waiting list or not, before they even get on the waiting list. And so I worry about the administrative side of things, how they'll manage to, you know, manage the traffic jams on the back end of these things. I think it would be great if, you know, there was a sort of emphasis on, for example, if these re-education programs, if they had a thing on, you know, anger management, for example, because I'm getting a lot of beeps and honks from, you know, the odd, you know, not to point fingers, but the odd BMW or the white van that's behind me, and they're getting really angry, and they're just sort of a repeat offender in my eyes.
It's the bad habits. You think we need to reset some kind of a retraining course because of bad habits that we develop over the years? Not all of us, to be fair, though.
No. Oh, gosh, no. Definitely not all of us. But there's definitely things that are in there, and they're just kind of a bit discombobulating. But I think that this would be a good idea if I can trust the system to do it in a way where you're not waiting almost years to get where you need to go, because people need to drive. They need to go from A to Z. And, you know, I'm just sort of be worried about how they're managed.
Okay. Retraining for problem drivers. This is what we're talking about today. This is people who repeatedly commit offences, whether that be dangerous driving or speeding. It's one of the plans being considered by the Junior Transport Minister, James Lawless, in an effort to reduce the carnage on the roads in recent months. Julia is on the line. Is retraining courses, is that the right move in your eyes, Julia?
Do you know something? I can't really say A or nay, because you're talking about retraining. Why didn't the initial training work? Do you know that they don't get the message on the initial training? And if they're repeat offenders, does that mean that they're not going to be repeat anymore when they get repeat training? I think the First Lady had on there, right?
Brenda's still with us, yeah.
Yeah, what I was thinking of, right? There's no Gardaí presence. I mean, I have reported speeding in Bray here, to the guards, to the council, to the traffic wardens. And recently I wrote to the Minister for Justice, and I got a one-liner answer after a week. I responded to that saying, you know, this is not good enough, would you mind addressing the issues? And I still haven't had an answer to that a week and a half later. I just think the Garda presence, if there is an incentive, I mean, I travel the roads for my part-time work, and yesterday I went up to Dundrum, and I'm seeing all the signs, you know, for the speed limit. Nobody's keeping to them. There's absolutely no disincentive to keep to your speed. And I'm driving back from Dundrum, and a guy in the left lane to go into Dublin, coming out of Dundrum, he cuts across me in my lane because he can't wait in his own lane behind me, if you know what I mean. Things like that, it's, you know, there just isn't a Garda presence, and I think that's what we need.
Bigger enforcement. That's a fair point, is it not, Brenda? Like, why, if people are repeat offenders of speeding and driving dangerously, why not punish them?
You know, I get that. And there does need to be some form of, I don't want to use the word punishment, but responsibility held on them. Well, you know, but we've been doing that for so long and it doesn't work. And if this goes through, this is great and this is good. And I do take the point on board that if the training worked the first time, it shouldn't be warranted a second time. But what happens is you start to become complacent. The first time you ever drive a car and you're driving at 30 kilometres per hour, you think it's the fastest speed, and it is the fastest speed you've ever moved at. But once you've been doing that repeatedly, it becomes slow and you become accustomed to it. So the next time you're driving around, you're going that little bit faster and you start to become accustomed to that. But with this new kind of retraining and re-education, it's not just enough that somebody turns up and does a course and leaves. There has to be proper recording of them being at the course. How engaged were they? you know, and based upon the results of the people running the course, that they hand back a certificate to an Garda Síochána or whoever it may be to say, yes, this person undertook the course. That's not enough. They need to be able to say they undertook the course, they were engaged, they were active, they were involved, you know, and they made a real effort to learn and to take on board what was being said. If somebody's just turning up because they have to turn up, sure, that's not going to work.
Yeah. Keith in Dublin suggests, I'd like to see more people use their indicators. The amount of drivers, young and old, women and men, old cars and new, simply turning left and right. They are the only driver, like they're the only driver on the road. People need to start using their indicators again. Retraining is not necessary, says this texter, or helpful, because the problem isn't about driving skills. It's purely about driver attitude. And Brian in Walkinstown makes the point that I definitely think this is an absolute must from the minister. I'm a forklift driver and I'm retested every 3 years, and if I don't come up to scratch, I lose my licence. So definitely do it. Why not? Do you agree with this, Ger?
No, not really, because, you know, who's going to organise these courses? I mean, to me it sounds like another money racket, you know. But, you know, we need more police on the road. You need more guards. You need more guards on the M50. I mean, the M50 car park now is becoming a joke, you know what I mean? The way they drive on it, you know, undertaking, overtaking, cutting in lanes, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You need more physical guards on the road, and you need unmarked guards with hidden cameras prosecuting these people for dangerous driving, you know?
So, like, even more speed vans, is that?
No,
I presume we don't have the guard the resources for.
Unmarked police cars, you know?
Just whizzing up and down the M50 and try and catch people.
One going northbound, one going southbound, yeah. Monday to Friday, yeah. They'd have a field day out there, you know what I mean? It's like a joke, that M50. And you have to pay to use it. That's another joke, you know?
So it's all about enforcement for you?
It's all about enforcement, yeah. Not about retraining. And if you're caught speeding, the faster you go, the heavier the fine you're going to get, you know what I mean? €50 for every kilometre that you're over the speed limit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, listener says, if the state are incapable of providing driving tests, how on earth are they ever going to start to provide training courses? This is specifically, he's talking, Ger, for people who were caught speeding or dangerous driving, which is a pretty serious offence.
It is a serious offence, but then again, you want to enforce it. That's why people are speeding, that's why people are driving aggressively, because you know there's no guards out there, you know what I mean? Nobody cares, really, you know, well, I do care. A lot of people do care, but there are a lot of irresponsible people out there. I wouldn't give them a dog license, never mind a driving license, you know?
Listener Andrada called in and makes the point, speeding. When I reported a persistent speeder, the guards told me I was going to have to make a statement. No, thank you. If somebody reports a registration number for serious, careless or dangerous driving, I don't understand why they can't monitor that driver for a while. Plus, why have we got the we ourselves into a no-win situation when somebody needs to take a greater risk to their personal safety to make a statement and obviously appear in court? Yeah, like, well, you can't, sure, anybody could just ring up and say, you know, whatever registration number if they didn't like the person was speeding all of the time. So you'd have to, you know, have that person be able to stand up in court and say, I witnessed X, Y and Z on such a date. Chris is with us on the line. Chris, do you think this retraining programme is a good idea?
Well, I'd actually think that mine would be take the licence off them and make them resit a test. I mean, if they're going to be breaking the law on a regular basis, the punishment should actually hit them hard. Now, the only problem we have, I mean, yes, it's a good step, but again, as everybody already has said, I mean, we don't have enough guards on the road. So how many people are actually going to be caught?
But do we need to have the guards on the road? Can we not just have the likes of the cameras that they have? Same on the tolled tunnel in Dublin and down at Tipperary as well. The average speed camera, or have more speeding vans, the speed vans that you see on the roadside. Do they need to be guards?
I mean, look, take the tolls on the M50. I mean, how many people are up on court for owing 15,000, 20,000? You see it in the papers every single month. You know, so it's not being enforced. None of these are being enforced. Yes, you can send out the ticket, but if the person doesn't do anything about it, you know, how long before they get caught?
I would say the majority of the listeners today, like another texter here, there should be a constant guard the presence on the M50 to stop reckless drivers. More people just want to see enforcement.
Yeah.
What about you? What about you, Martin? Martin's on the line in Kilkenny. Is it about enforcement or should we have these retraining programs?
Retraining programs, waste of money. Waste of money. Enforce. If I was running the show, the way I would do it is, if someone's caught speeding once, fine them, whatever. But if it's caught second time, you take the car off for a week.
A week?
Yes. And if someone's caught using a mobile phone, I see loads of every day. If you're caught using the phone, you lose the phone for a week.
Sure, how could you monitor that from an admin point of view, taking the phone off someone for a week or the car?
Why couldn't you? What's the problem? You take their name and address, their air code, they sign a form, and you say, no, you give us a ring, call to the guard station, and have your phone back in a week.
Surrender the phone and come back for it in 7 days?
Yes, exactly. And they'd soon cut themselves on then, because they're living on the phone 24/7. That's what's wrong with this country. There's too much touch going on. Another thing is what should be going on. I see it up in the high street in Kenny, often I've been up there to the bank or something. People sitting in the traffic, the phone, texting on the phone, or using the phone while they're in the queue traffic. There should be plain clothes, Gardaí, walking through the town, towards the different towns, through the queues of traffic, and catching people and taking the phone off. Simple as that. You need to go back to basic.
Yeah.
No excuses. Phone's gone.
End of story. Yeah, I just mentioned it a few moments ago. People just want more enforcement. Well, the listeners here today, yeah, that's all people want. They want more guards out and about.
There's so much, I call them stupid people in this country. And if they're forced to do and obey the law, no common sense, they would just won't obey the law. Simple as that. And so you have to kick them where it's hard, start them out, no one is out, and GDPR, the worst thing was ever invented.
Right.
And all this politically correctness and other. I'll put it this way now. You asked me this question, simple yes or no answer. We're saying in the last 20 years, would you say the society we have today is far better than
it was better than we had, yeah. I know. I take your point, all right, Martin. Listener says, I think more public messages on the rules of the road actually are needed. I'm in Port Laois. We've a lot of roundabouts. Most people that I see can't seem to understand how a roundabout works. They don't indicate on them, and as a result, people stop at a roundabout when they don't need to. Anne makes the point that in the US and the UK, they hold traffic school instead of points or in conjunction with lesser points, running schools at the weekend. So it corrects and re-educates people. They hate giving up their weekend for driver school, so they learn how to behave. It's all about new behaviour, according to Anne. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. We're talking about this these plans by the Junior Transport Minister, James Lawless. It's for people who are repeatedly committing offences. If you're speeding, if you're caught dangerous driving, you'll have to go back and sit this retraining course in an effort to be allowed back on the road. Fairly mixed views today, but you heard from the Lunchtime Live listeners, they just want more. Not even guards, they want unmarked guards up and down the roads, out and about in the street, as Martin said, and constantly permanent fixture on the M50. Let us know your thoughts on this. We'll come back to it after the show today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.